All right, let's get right into it today. We're going deep on clowns. They're supposed to be, fun and bring laughter, except sometimes they don't. Have you ever, felt a chill when you see a clown?
Oh yeah, you're definitely not alone there. Despite clowns being meant to entertain, they often get some pretty strong reactions, and not always good ones, coulrophobia, the fear of clowns. Well, it's not actually an officially recognized phobia, but there are tons of online communities completely dedicated to clown hatred. And do you remember the clown statue vandalism in Sarasota, Florida?
Yeah.
It was public art that was like defaced, even decapitated. It's clear there's something about clowns that really gets to people.
So how did these supposed symbols of joy and laughter become figures of fear for so many people?
That's a good question. And to really understand, we need to go way back in time, like centuries back. Clowns, well, at least figures like clowns, like jesters, tricksters, they've been around for a really long time. Ancient Egypt had these pygmy clowns who entertained the pharaohs. Ancient China had court jesters. They'd poke fun at emperors. Even Native American cultures had these figures who disrupt rituals with their, antics.
Wow.
It seems like this need to laugh and authority. Or to, just inject a little chaos into order. It's a very human thing.
Yeah, totally. So let's fast forward now to 1800s London. And picture this, Joseph Grimaldi, this really big personality just dominating the stage,
Ah,
the white
Grimaldi.
face paint, red accents, the blue mohawk.
Yeah.
He basically created what we know as the modern clown look today. And his physical comedy was just legendary.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing. The contrast between Grimaldi's public persona and his actual life. So Grimaldi actually suffered from depression and, personal losses and stuff,
Really?
and his performances. They were so physically demanding that they really took a toll on his health. He even said once, "I am grim all day, but I make you laugh at night."
Oh, wow.
It's like he knew there was this darkness underneath all the clown out of. That's where we start to see this change in how people saw clowning. It wasn't all just pure fun anymore.
Right. It's more complex than that. And then Charles Dickens comes into the picture.
Oh, Dickens.
After Grimaldi died, Dickens edited his memoirs. And Dickens was already pretty familiar with this, dissipated clown trope.
Yeah.
So he wrote about Grimaldi's life, and he kind of made it this really tragic, difficult story.
Very Dickensian.
Yeah, exactly. Very Dickensian. And that just solidified this connection between clowning and sadness.
But Grimaldi's story isn't the only one that shaped this, complex image of the clown. In France, we had Jean-Gaspard Deburau, famous for his Pierrot character.
I've heard of Piero.
Yeah, but Deburau's story gets pretty dark. He ended up killing a young man who had insulted him.
Oh, wow.
And that event added this whole new dimension to how people thought about clowns. They weren't just sad or tragic figures now. There was a sense of danger to them.
Right. Like they could be violent.
Exactly. And this is all happening as the circus is becoming a thing. Like in the mid-1800s, clowns were moving from the stage to the big top,
Makes sense.
and they had to adapt their performances for this huge
Yeah,
space.
that's a big change.
And it's in this circus setting that we see the hobo clown emerge in America. Emmett Kelly, he was the archetype. He was Weary Willie.
Oh, yeah.
And this sad clown in tattered clothes, it resonated a lot with people during a Great Depression.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really mirrored those hard times, And once again, it made people question, is humor that different from sadness?
So we see that the clown's image just kept getting more and more complex. Then the 20th century happens. Things take a really dark turn, mostly because of John Wayne Gacy.
Ah, Gacy. He was known as Pogo the Clown at all these community events, but he was also a serial killer. Think about it. This friendly clown image next to these horrific crimes, it changed everything. People were already a little uneasy about clowns, but this, it made them objects of fear and suspicion.
Yeah, it really fed into those fears of stranger danger.
Totally. This wasn't just some bad apple. This case completely shook how we saw clowns. And it wasn't just Gacy. It was happening at this time when, pop culture was also shifting. Around the same time, you had movies like Poltergeist,
Right.
where the clown doll becomes this scary thing. And of course, It,
Oh, yeah.
Stephen King's It, and Pennywise, like probably the most famous scary clown. These weren't just stories. They were tapping into something people really connected with.
Yeah. It's almost like popular culture was waiting for someone like Gacy to just confirm our fears. But why clowns? Why are they such effective horror figures?
It could be this thing called the uncanny valley effect. The super exaggerated features and all that makeup, it makes them seem otherworldly. You recognize the human form, but there's something just off.
Yeah.
And that can make people uncomfortable. And then there's the unpredictable behavior and the potential for chaos.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's like a primal fear of what we don't know.
Right. And there's that hidden identity behind the makeup too, like a mask.
Yes. It makes you wonder, can you ever really know what a clown is feeling or what they're going to do? It creates this distrust, like there might be something bad hiding underneath. And it all goes back to, you know, what we were talking about before about the history of clowns.
Yeah.
Grimaldi's tragic life, Devereaux, and the murder. There's this idea that clowns are more than just silly entertainers. They're complex with secrets.
So the makeup isn't just about making a funny face.
Right.
It's more about hiding something, like things aren't what they seem.
And that can be really scary for kids, especially, you know? They're still figuring out the difference between real and pretend.
Yeah, totally.
For a kid, a playful clown can turn into a scary one really easily, and the media just reinforces those fears.
It's like the makeup prevents a real connection. Imagine being a kid and seeing a clown with that big smile. You can't actually know what they're thinking.
That's unsettling for anyone, not just kids. You need those social cues to like read people and figure out what they're gonna do.
Right.
It messes with that.
So we've got these exaggerated features and the weird behavior, and then you can't even tell what they're thinking.
Right.
It makes sense why people get freaked out. But are all clowns scary? I mean, some people actually love them.
That's true. Not everyone finds them scary. For a lot of people, they're still fun and happy. A reminder of being a kid and all that.
Yeah.
It's all about personal experience, you know?
Okay, so it's not about erasing the scary clown or saying the fear isn't real. It's about understanding that people will react in different ways.
Exactly. And those reactions come from personal experience and stuff, like cultural influences. We need to be having a more like nuanced conversation. Think about the history and the psychology. All that goes into how we see clowns, but also appreciate how hard it is. Like clowning is an art, a
Right.
performance, and the most important thing, what each person brings to it.
You mean whether they love them or hate them?
Yeah, clowns have this ability to get to us, make us feel something. Maybe it's laughter, maybe fear.
Or maybe both.
Exactly. That's what makes them so fascinating. They're more than entertainers. They're cultural icons and psychological triggers. It's like they're holding up a mirror to ourselves.
To our own humanity?
Right. It doesn't seem like this debate about clowns is ending anytime soon. They'll probably always be walking the line between funny and scary.
Yeah. Keeping people entertained, but also freaking them out.
Exactly. The clown story is always changing. It's affected by trends and experiences and that blurry line between laughing and being scared.
And, you know, we've been talking about historical figures and the psychology and all that media stuff, but there's this other side to it that we haven't really gotten to, like clown folklore.
Oh, okay.
And there's this one story in particular that I think really captures this, like, mix of real life and fear. Have you ever heard of Henry Cole, the vengeful clown from Maine?
Henry Cole, yeah. It's a story that adds a whole other layer to our, you know, clown exploration. It's got tragedy and revenge and how the image of a clown can take on a life of its own.
It's like straight out of a Stephen King novel. You've got this well-loved circus clown, and then tragedy strikes, and then there are these whispers of revenge and people disappearing, red balloons popping up everywhere. It's like, is it real or is it just a story? Did Henry Cole actually become a vengeful spirit, or was it just collective fear that created a monster?
Yeah, that's what's so haunting about it. You've got the real life part, a clown named Henry Cole, a fire that kills his family.
Right.
And then the rumors start. People are suspicious and grieving, maybe even feeling guilty because they shunned him when he was grieving.
Wow.
It's a lot.
It really plays into those anxieties we talked about, you know, the makeup and the hidden identity, that you never know what a clown might do. Henry Cole becomes all of that. But then there's this extra layer of loss and anger. It's intense.
And those red balloons, it's such a small detail, but it's so creepy.
Yeah.
They become like the symbol that he's still out there watching.
It's like a modern boogeyman, a story that's passed down to teach you not to make fun of people who are different or to push them too far.
Right. And like all those boogeyman stories, it makes you think about the things that scare you, like what you didn't know, or the idea of someone coming back to get you.
Yeah, but it's also about how we see things. Was Henry Cole really a vengeful spirit, or did the people create that because they were scared and guilty? Did they make him into something he wasn't?
It's a question that maybe doesn't have an answer, and that might be why the story is so interesting. It leaves you with this feeling that something bad might be out there, like something we can't understand.
And it all goes back to what we were saying about clowns and reality and stories getting mixed up. There are already these figures who make you laugh and scare you at the same time.
And it brings us back to that psychology of clown fear, the makeup, not knowing how they'll act, the fact that you can't see their real face. It all makes us anxious. It plays on our fears, the stuff we can't control or explain. It's unsettling.
So as we finish up this deep dive into the world of clowns, from ancient times to these stories and everything in between, one thing's clear. They're more than just people who entertain us. They're these symbols in our culture. And they can really mess with our mind.
Yeah.
And in a way, they do show us who we are, all the different complicated parts of ourselves.
Right. It doesn't matter if you think they're funny or scare or both. Clowns get to us. They make us question things.
And maybe even face our fears.
And that's what's so powerful about them. They make us realize that we all have good and bad in us.
And that how we see things really matters.
It shapes how we experience the world. And clowns, they're always reminding us how close laughter and fear really are.
Well said. So we'll leave you all to think about the mystery of the clown, why they're so interesting. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.